are now going to one final regular section on which we comment the Innovation Award winners, in this case of June. In June, the activity was sort of low. Everybody was paying attention to World Cup soccer, so only two classes were sent.
Football.
Yes, okay. Football, soccer, it depends
on perspective.
Who prefers? Maybe there are some Americans that are listening and they say, oh, the football, that thing that we play with the hands. Oh, that's right. So I said soccer to make it obvious that you play with your socks. Or not.
Or not.
With some boots, of course, yeah. On top of your socks.
So I could call it booter.
Yes, that's probably the more accurate name. But here we are talking about JavaScript, so that is a totally side topic. Artus, which of these two components would you like to comment this month?
I'm already trying to share my screen, but it seems a part of the my title working, my screen sharing is not. Let me try it one more time. Oh, yeah, now it opens something. Yep, it works. So the one I would want to comment is a class by Daniel Cruciani from Italy, and he implemented show context sensitive menu. I don't know if it's, it can be counted as something really special or not, but I really like his approach, easy approach. Let me show you the code a little. So basically, yeah, you have some functions, and then you just name the options and pass these functions to the plugin. And what it does, it creates the context menu with the options that you provided and the specific function between them. So the interface is pretty simple and easy to use. Of course, yeah, as he mentioned on his blog, there are some things need to be worked out and may not work in all browsers, but yeah, it's a great idea, a great asset. That's why I really liked it. Yes, and Daniel Cruciani received a book of O'Reilly for it, so yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And let me switch to the other screen here. Okay, this is. I'm not sure if this is looking well because I zoomed it.
Oh, you mean it's not responsive?
No, I mean zoomed it different in a different place.
Okay. Oh, I see. Is you? No. Okay. Now you're out.
Okay. So the other object I want to comment. This one was sent by Jason Gerfen from the United States. And it's called com.js. It's a component that seems to do something that seems common, which is to send AJAX requests, WebSockets requests. But it provides a unified solution that also works not only with the WebSockets and the AJAX, but also with XDR. XDR is X domain requests. It seems this is something for Internet Explorer or something, because I have never heard of XDR before until I saw this component.
Yeah. I know it's XHR, right?
Yes, but it's different. It's X domain requests. I suppose this is for sending cross-domain requests, because AJAX requests do not work if you do not have across domains, unless you are using, I think, AJAX 2 that with some permissions to enable that from the sender domain, I mean a receiving domain of the AJAX requests. Or it's either that or I'm switching the order of the words. Anyway, this is a somewhat unusual, so congratulations to to JSON for this contribution, and for that he picked a prize, which is a book from of choice that he picked from Pact. Pact is also a book publisher like O'Reilly. They have many books that are specific to many topics that are not general topics, I would say. As for the Innovation Award ranking of June so far, and also considering the winners of July that were already announced, the positions have not changed so much by author, because only two authors that were not yet very well ranked were scored some points. So the main leaders of the ranking by author remain practically the same as so far, and with Jordan Marmolejo from Spain leads with 2 packages and 10 points. Jimmy Bow from Canada follows with 3 packages and 7 points. And then several other authors with 1 or 2 packages and less points. By country, we can see that Spain is leading now, actually sort of increased its lead, that thanks to points by Tony L. Requena from Spain in the July already. And Spain so far has 3 packages and 12 points, followed by Italy with 3 packages and 8 points, then Canada also with 3 packages and 7 points. Then we see Sweden as is already increased its ranking with 2 packages with 5 points, and then several other countries follow with 1 package and less points. Well, with this, we practically ended the podcast on part of JavaScript. But we are going to take the chance of this recording to start doing a separate recording, which in practice will be the same, on which we comment both JS classes and PHP classes nominees. So this month of June, we had like 9 nominees. And okay, let's take a look at these artists. Who would like to start?
Yep. Let me share again. No, it's shared much quicker than the previous. Yeah, it's sharing now, right? So first one I would like to comment is a quest by Wap Morgan, which is probably a nickname, who is from Russia. And he created a really useful package that allows you to manage different archives, like zip, rar, tar. It's really useful if you allow to upload the archives with multiple files contents, and then you need to manage them, like uncompress them to the files on the server. You would have to use a different library for each one of them, and this like manages it all together. So that's why it's really useful.
Yeah.
And Wap Morgan received the PHP Storm IDE personal license for it. IDE, well, development IDE. Environment. Yeah. You know, those languages have similar letters.
Over here, we just call them editors.
Editors.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what people. People use those complex names, but then in the end, we just call them editors.
Yeah, well, they're more than that. They have profiles, debuggers, and stuff like that. But yeah, editors, okay. Works with me. So, next one I want to comment is Mark Cole, that implemented a way to parse some specific markup and generate an HTML code for that. And basically, it's more meant to be used as a help file generator. So I can even try to show example. Yeah, alright, have that open. So basically, yeah, that you have a specific markup that can generate help files. Let me check. So Marco is from Great Britain. Yes, and he did not select his price. Interesting, why?
This one?
Yeah.
Well, that's so good that you mentioned that, because sometimes authors either do not receive the messages, notify them, so that they do not reply. Usually I try to insist, for a week, and after that I move on. And in this case, I'm not sure, but sometimes authors also said, oh, no, I'm happy to participate in this award, but I would not like to get a prize. And that's okay. It's okay. Always great that people participate because they are having fun. Actually, I think it's awesome that they are already having fun with prizes or not. So, but I'm not sure. I do not remember this one because there are so many winners getting prizes that I'm not sure if it was the case. Anyway, this one, Mark Cole. Mark, if you are listening to this, and for some reason you did not get the message to get your prize, feel free to contact the site. You may still get a prize if you want. Okay.
So the next one is Chi Huang with misleadingly leading name of the package, PHP Nearest Neighbor. Because it's basically an algorithm to find similar sets by comparing features, but in this case it is a way to find the closest locations from geographic points. So it's like finding nearest neighbor in the real field, in real space, not in some dimensions in the machine learning stuff. But okay, that's still an interesting package and can be useful.
In this case it's that Kiyoang, it seems to be working a lot with a geo application, so yes, and lots of geo components.
And he's from Germany and he got a Zend editor, right?
Yes. Okay. Zend Studio, I think. Zend
Studio. Now it's Studio.
No, Zend Studio, it's the name of the product, but it's an editor.
Of the editor. Okay, I got it. And the last one I wanted to comment is a package by Enrico Anello from Italy. And basically it's a class to send HTTP requests to a solar server, which is a full text search server. So basically, if you do some full text searches, you usually store it on a separate server and the solar server in this case, and you can send the HTTP request to search it and return results. You probably don't use it, solar server server manual, right?
No. Well, I know solar is based on Java, which makes me very reluctant. Based on that, still, that is a reminder of a topic that the current search engine using PHP Class and JS Class site is not very good because it uses a very old approach of crawling the actual pages rather than going directly to the databases. So I'm planning to switch it to something based on Sphinx.
Sphinx, that's what I was going to suggest.
Exactly. I don't know. Did you try Sphinx?
No, I haven't used it myself, but good feedback about it.
Sphinx seems to be very flexible. It can work with MySQL databases or NoSQL databases or even flat files. And it's still a server that you connect to it, and whatever it is using to index your content, it's transparent. And, that's what I know from looking at the documentation, because I haven't tried it anyway. And it also allows you to use a sort of a SQL-like language to query your indexed content, which looked pretty cool to me. And that's what I actually have recommended it to somebody else that implemented it. I was very happy, although I did not try it myself. And I was just not very happy with the idea to having another putting a Java virtual machine just to run solar.
Yeah, I get
it
that.
It seems like such a hog of memory that I feel discouraged. It's not a good solution, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good solution as long as they have plenty of RAM.
Okay, so Enrico Nello got an Aureli book. Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's great. And since O'Reilly let you pick the book that you want, it's always a great prize. So on my behalf, I'll comment through the remaining five packages, starting from this one, PHP push advert from Rachak Chauhan from India. He has been a great contributor. He has sent 52 packages, which makes him the top contributor in terms of number of packages. And he also is currently the one of the top users with more downloads. And anyway, back to the class itself. It is used to display ads that self updates somehow. It could be using a meta tag, and you can configure the period of time of by which the ads are refreshed, and it also uses cookies to prevent that same banners show again for some time.
So it's really similar to what mobile devices does, like AdMobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's, well, although this is meant for HTML, not really. I think AdMob is for more to embed on actual applications.
Yeah.
I mean, native.
It's a similar
yes, behavior. Exactly. So you probably have to implement something for a project of his, and then it submitted the package to the site, which is great. So the next package that I wanted to comment is another one, in this case from Sergey Pris from Ukraine. I hope all is fine in Ukraine, and he is not affected by the wars with Russia. And I hope he also can continue to send interesting packages like this. This one is for calculating prices of written orders on which you have multiple items of a certain product, and then it performs calculations. And in this case, it uses arbitrary precision math to avoid losing precision when you perform multiple operations that could result in loss by rounding. So this package is interesting precisely because we don't want to start losing money just because the running errors propagate.
Yeah.
So kudos to Sergey for his contribution. And this case, he has chosen as prize one subscription to the PHP Architect magazine, which is a very nice prize. That is a magazine that has been in the market since ever, like since the very early days of PHP. I remember it was launched by Marco Tabini in the past, and nowadays it handed over the business of PHP Architect to Ellie White, who is a great developer, well-known developer at PHP community. And after this, I'm going to comment this time of another package that is somewhat related with the previous, because it also deals with the rounding. It's not rounding; it's converting and formatting numbers. And in this case, it provides a solution that is very flexible. Not only it can configure the prefixes. Actually, it's suffix. And but they call them prefix, but maybe there is some confusion. But Alex Bustos from Colombia meant this to work in different languages, like for instance Spanish, which is native language. So kudos to him for this contribution. In this case, he shows an S prize a copy of Commodore ID, which is also another interesting editor. And okay, moving on to the next prize. This time I'm going to comment about a somewhat unusual package by Andres Jordan Marmolejo from Spain. And basically what it allows is to create objects and actually load the classes in with a single line. Let me see if I have an example here. Let me see. Okay, so usually you do this, like include a class or even using an autoloader, and then you create the object and then call the a function of that object. So nowadays you can just do this using a trick that I implemented. You just paste a sort of a namespace here in your code. This seems to be to cause a syntax error in PHP, but actually it triggers a error handler that will do the magic. That's why he called magic PHP auto instantiator. So this is a very creative solution. Kudos
to. Makes it look more like Java.
Yes, exactly. Maybe he also has to work on Java in college or for some other task, and he prefers that. So for this, Android picked a book from PACT, and that is a nice price. Now, moving on to on final package. This one is somewhat unusual. It's very specific. It's called ALG PDF. Yeah, it was contributed by José Felipe López Santos from Portugal. And what it does is basically to generate reports about articles of a content management system, in this case, Joomla. So you can know what articles refer to other articles. It's probably useful to understand what if I remove this article, are there any related articles that will get broken links? Probably that's the purpose of this component. So it's an unusual package. And kudos to José for his contribution. As for the Innovation Award ranking for PHP, since it has many more authors contributing to this ranking, the positions seem to have changed a bit. So by author, we can see that Ki Owang from Germany is leading so far with 5 packages and 21 points. Followed by Andrew Jordan Marmolejo from Spain with 3 packages and 16 points. Then comes Orazio Prince from Italy with 2 points and 2 packages and 11 points. Then Roger Backlund from Norway with 3 packages and 9 points. Then there are several other authors with only 1 package and less points. As for country, so far, Spain is still leading with 6 packages and 27 points. So, thanks to the contributions of several authors, and is followed by Germany with 5 packages and 21 points. These are mostly, practically all the packages of Ki Owang, which alone has been helping Germany to rank in the second position. Tied with Germany, there is Italy with 21 points, but only 4 packages. Then Brazil follows with 3 packages and 17 points, Russia with 2 packages and 13 points, Romania with 2 packages and 10 points, then Norway with 3 packages and 9 points, Great Britain with 1 package and 8 points, and India with 2 packages and 7 points, and Latvia with 1 package and 7 points. So the PHP Innovations Award ranking for 2014 is getting quite hot, with many countries and authors competing to see what who will be the winner for this year. Let's wait and see what the coming months will get us in terms of evolution of this ranking. So with this, you reach the end to the list of nominated packages and authors of the Innovation Award. And I'd like to comment that starting this month, we are going to have a separate recording just for the mentioning the Innovation Award, and we'll mention them together. I mean JS classes and PHP classes. And I would like to invite every other author that was nominated, or even authors that were nominated or not nominated in this specific month, to come and participate in the Hangout. And if you are watching this and you would like to participate, just mail me at info@phpclasses.org, so we can schedule a good time for everybody to participate. So you can also come. If you have nominated packages, it would be great that you could comment on your own packages. If you did not have a nominated packages, you can also comment on other people's packages and make this more interesting to present more opinions from different people. So with this, we practically ended this Hangout. I'd like to thank you, Arthur, for coming. I don't know if you had any final remarks, anything that you wanted to mention.
There are some interesting developments here, so it's quite possible I'll be back in JavaScript world pretty soon working on a new project. Yeah, we could probably discuss it more on the next podcast. I could tell about it more.
It's true that at least both in JS classes and PHP classes, there have been lots of good contributions, not only in quality. I'm talking about the nominees of the Innovation Award, but also in quantity. I have a long queue of packages to approve, and as you may understand, packages have to be reviewed just to understand what they do, so I can elaborate a clear description, and that takes time. That's why I cannot approve them all at once. So I hope those authors that have packages in the queues, please be patient. They will be approved as soon as possible. And so keep sending your packages. The sooner, the better. So the sooner you send them, the faster I can approve them, because they are entering in the queue. And well, with this, we end this recording. That phone might be off. That is all for now. Bye.
Bye.